everyone, and welcome to another episode of Lid Radio Podcast. Today on our Inside Knowledge series, we have Kevin Duncan. So Kevin is a business advisor, marketing expert, motivational speaker, and author. He's written 20 books, which have sold over 180,000 copies. They've been voted for the Telegraph Business Club of the Week, W.H. Smith Dubb Book of the Month, Foyle's Book of the Month, and nominated for the CMI Management Book of the Year Award, whilst also being translated into over a dozen languages. So today we're talking to Kevin about innovation and all around his book, The Smart Thinking Book, 60 Bursts of Business Brilliance. So now we head over to Kevin, who's going to talk us through 10 of these bursts of business brilliance. Over to you.
Innovation 1. Be relentlessly curious. A lot of people think that those who come up with inspired ideas are either supremely talented or just plain lucky. Neither is necessarily true, and it is possible to increase your chances of being innovative. It all starts with being relentlessly curious. You have to be intrinsically interested in a wide range of things. Become a mental magpie, regularly picking up many stimuli. When you have a tricky task or problem, you are effectively briefing your depth mind. In due course, in what is sometimes called the unconcealing, your brain will attach an interesting observation to the task in hand. That's not luck, nor plain serendipity. It's a direct result of applying your curiosity to an issue. That's how innovations emerge. Innovation 2. Close or far away. In the comedy programme of the same name, Father Ted tries in vain to explain to his hapless assistant the apparent size difference between objects, in this case a cow, that are close and far away. The adjacent possible was a phrase coined by scientist Stuart Kaufman. It refers to the nearest next steps that can be made in relation to any challenge. It is always the best place to start when trying to innovate. Far too many innovation challenges veer off into strange areas that are either impossible or undesirable to enact. So begin the process by mapping out the elements closest to the subject. Then work out the simplest next thing to do to expand outward from the centre. Finding an opportunity that is close is always easier than one that is far away. Innovation 3. Break with the past. It's hard to move on when you or a colleague keep referring back to the past. What happened before is only of passing interest. Much more important is what is happening now or in the future. So when it comes to generating new ideas, you need to forget the past. As strategist and writer Adam Morgan says, break with your immediate past. Or, put another way, forget everything you know and start again. This approach is good for sweeping away the cobwebs of old thinking to allow a truly unfettered basis for fresh thinking. It can also be a very useful rule in any idea generation or brainstorm session. Innovation 4. Progress, not perfection. Nothing is perfect, and yet any meeting or company will almost certainly include some people who claim to be perfectionists. Some perfectionists are defensive and say they do it because no one else has standards as high as theirs. But most perfectionists usually say that they do not like being that way but can't help it. Subordinates dread having a perfectionist boss because nothing is ever good enough for them, apparently. Their work is usually altered by their boss, so they often give up trying. Perfectionists put additional pressure on their colleagues by taking far longer to complete work, with faster staff usually picking up the slack. So, what to do? Go for progress, not perfection. Give it your best shot, and then make it happen. Innovation 5. Plan B versus Plan A. Planning is often a mirage. There's nothing wrong with having a finely crafted Plan A, but the chances of it happening in precisely that fashion are low. So you need a Plan B, and quite possibly a Plan C, D, E, and so on. Some people and companies become very frustrated when Plan A turns out to be ineffective. This is usually because they have a high level of emotional investment in it. But that is a poorly informed approach, because if Plan A is shown to be flawed, then there is no point in carrying on with it. And the good news is that Plan B may well turn out to be better than Plan A. Innovation 6. Act yourself into a new way of thinking. People love sitting around talking about strategy. It gives them an excuse to drink coffee and eat biscuits on company time. But strategy is just a grand sounding word for what you have decided to do. Unless you get on and do it, you're just talking. Old academic joke. Yes, it works in practice, but does it work in theory? So if your team or company spends too much time talking and not enough time doing, then they could do worse than heed this observation from business writer Richard Pascal. People are much more likely to act their way into a new way of thinking than think their way into a new way of acting. In other words, once the thinking is done, stop talking and get on with it. Then you'll really know if it works in practice. Innovation 7. Prototyping as shorthand. Anyone can sit in a room and say, "Wouldn't it be great if?" To which the reasonable answer is, "Yes, it would. Can you make it work?" This is where many a so-called brilliant idea comes unstuck, and it hasn't even reached the drawing board. Making rough prototypes of proposed products cuts to the chase fast and can avoid months or even years of talk. If it's a physical product, construct a rough working version to show how it will work. You will soon find out if it has merit. If it's a service idea, then act it out to see if it works. This is called body storming, using physical actions to bring an idea in a brainstorm to life. Fast and early prototyping improves any innovation process. Innovation 8. Speed doesn't kill. Speed kills, or so the saying goes. No, it doesn't, at least according to Jeremy Clarkson. Speed never killed anyone. Suddenly becoming stationary, that's what gets you. All projects benefit from momentum. It's human nature. We start off very excited with our new toy, and then we have a motivational dip. You can even plot the likely energy and enthusiasm curve of a project before it starts. So don't hang around letting bureaucracy and inertia set in. Grasp the initial energy of the new idea and run with it as fast as possible. And you'll know if it's a winner sooner than if you let it lag. Innovation 9. RTFM. RTFM. It stands for Read the Fucking Manual. This priceless acronym was the invention of exasperated engineers when trying to help clueless operators. Those operators were invariably asking inane questions about how the product in question worked. But they hadn't had the diligence to read the manual first. If they had, then they would have had a better chance of knowing what they were doing. Far too many people and companies try to wing it. They pretty much make it up as they go along. Occasionally it works, but usually it doesn't. It's at this point that RTFM is extremely good advice. Follow the process. Get trained properly. Learn the details of the item in question. Then proceed from a position of knowledge rather than ignorance. Innovation 10. Fool's Gold White Space. Fool's gold looks like gold, but it isn't. It's usually some other yellow mineral like pyrite or chalcopyrite. White space is blank, and when it's on a strategist's market map, it makes them think there's a gap to be exploited. But they might be wrong, particularly when it comes to innovations. Fool's gold white space is an apparent gap in the market. But in truth, it's a failure masquerading as a viable opportunity. many an innovator has been fooled by it. So next time you come across what appears to be an unoccupied area, ask yourself two questions. Why is this space unoccupied? And what do they know that we don't?
Thank you so much, Kevin, for your 10 bursts of business brilliance. I really enjoyed number 9, referring to the manual. I think we all know which one. Do keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. We'll be sharing more expert opinions and thought leadership from people like Kevin Duncan. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.